Imagine a coastal enclave dries up and runs out of water. Gaza, which lies between the arms of the Mediterranean, is now a crisis water area. Most of the families in the Gaza Strip do not have access to water, both drinking and running. However, the people would now dig in the ground for any water if it works for them.
As you can see, we are displaced. At last, we are sheltering in the schools after our houses were destroyed in Beit Hanoun. There is absolutely no water. And we wander everywhere looking for any water or electricity.
As for water, it's related to electricity. No electricity, no water. As you can see, queues, it's really sufferance.
We have nothing. We are sitting in the school. We have no water, no food. There are a lot of casualties in the school. We even don't shower.
Most areas in Gaza face unhealthy water because water supplies reach the population without being treated. Still, these areas are more fortunate than others that have no water at all.
The water and the sanitation crisis in the Gaza Strip is very critical. Because of the massive destruction in the water supplies and the sanitation infrastructure, there is now 15 tons of waste, solid wastewater that are filling the Gaza streets.
The damage doesn't only involve what happened to the water networks or the lack of accessibility. It has gone much beyond that.
Around 25 of our resources became, after the first week, behind the Israeli army lines. So a result, severe shortage in water production, flooding in more than an area, contamination in water quality, contamination in water distribution networks, because they will not be able to go and disinfect the water.
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza Strip, due to the offensive protective edge, exceeds the red lines. As the Palestinians in Gaza have been already suffering enough from the deteriorated condition of water. And now it has even just got worse. Much work needs to be done in order to rescue the Palestinian livelihood. Hisham Hanna for Press TV, Gaza Strip.